So what I'll do is I'm sim racing upstairs as a living. Quit the school for specifically F1 esports. My goal is to share my passion with all the guys. What I'm doing, also streaming and being a content creator upstairs for. I think I'm being a content creator for a few months, which I'm enjoying. So yeah, that's what I do.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Track Limits podcast presented by Formula Addict. I'm your host, Swish. I'm with my co-host, Henny. We are in Almelo, Netherlands to interview probably one of the most exciting prospects in F1 esports, Thomas Ronhaar. Welcome.
Welcome, man.
How you doing? Doing
good. Yeah.
Off-season's nice so far?
Yeah. It's been really busy in the off-season. Definitely still putting the effort into the work, doing 12-hour, 14-hour shifts when I'm upstairs. So, yeah, the work is still going intensively, but yeah, good to hear.
Yeah, it's cold.
Huh? Yeah, it's really cold. It's like -5 degrees outside, which is not usual here, but yeah. It's okay.
I think maybe we brought him from Canada.
Yes.
I think that's it.
No, it's okay.
Amazing. Well, throughout the course of this podcast, we're going to go through Q1, all the kind of racing related questions, Q2 a little bit more, diving to you as a person, how you even became who you are, and then finally Q3, the rapid fire round. Straight we're just going to pepper you with a bunch of questions and see what happens.
Cool. Yep.
All right. Let's do it. Q1, first question. Tell us in about 30 seconds about your career thus far and some of the kind of biggest accomplishments you're proud about.
So what I'll do is I'm sim racing upstairs as a living. Quit the school for specifically F1 esports. My goal is to share my passion with all the guys. What I'm doing, also streaming and being a content creator upstairs for. I think I'm being a content creator for a few months, which I'm enjoying. So yeah, that's what I do.
Amazing. And you had a pretty phenomenal rookie season. Right, in F1 esports, I mean, I was looking through it, 4 pole positions, you were fighting for the championship, 2 fastest laps, 2 wins in your rookie year.
That's crazy.
I mean, did you go over and beyond even your expectations for what you were thinking your rookie season would be like, or is this kind of what we can come to expect?
You can never know what was going to happen, you know. I mean, this kind of grid is very competitive. As you may have seen, some qualifications, we were a 10th within 20 drivers, that's just insane, you know. The pressure is definitely going to hit you, especially as a rookie. It's going to be extremely hard to handle the pressure properly. But yeah, just handling that pressure to perfection definitely helped me out this season. Getting 4 poles and breaking even some records as a rookie is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and how did you even get drafted? What was that process like for you?
So it all started when the pro exhibition was on back in the Silverstone GP in June and July. Having a great battle with Jake Burnham and even Luke Smith in USA. Definitely got the eyes of the likes of Mercedes, Haas, obviously, and some other guys. And yeah, that's how it happened, pretty much.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, what was that process like that you were a rookie and you were racing? What was those moments and races felt like for you?
Yeah, so when you exit the pits for the first time at Bahrain, you kind of realize that you've done everything you could and you're on the big stage now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just... You know, going for it and just fully send it and yeah, just enjoying all the races.
Yeah. And how does the setup work for you with your team? How do you set up the car? How do you prepare for a race weekend?
So we always prepare a few weeks before the races start. We try to set up the car to absolute perfection and then try and nail the setup of the car, because that's going to gain you those crucial hundredths of a second, which is a lot in F1 esports. Yeah. So trying to do the best we can with the telemetry, with analyzing the laps, and I think as a team we've done quite well, especially in the beginning. It was very crucial to get up to speed quite quickly, because it doesn't take too long before the season ends. It only lasts 3 months, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, I think as a team we did a brilliant job this season.
And then in terms of the equipment that you use, what sort of equipment are you using up there?
So currently I'm on a required sim rig, which is a Formula Sim Rig Intelligence, and a DD1 Fanatec, worth around about 6-7k. It's really it's a lot of money. Yeah. Also having a good PC helps. You need to have a quiet PC as well. I have a 3080 right now upstairs, which is a really good PC, and yeah, so good.
Yeah. Is there anything in the future within F1 esports that you would like to change, whether it's to enhance the sport or something you know that needs to change?
I know there's also a big discussion around like cheating, right? So maybe this is something that...
Definitely having LAN events, you may have heard about it. It's needed in F1 esports. And I think having that for the pretty much the rest of the whole F1 esports careers, it's going to be crucial. Because when you drive at home, obviously you're gonna have accusations, especially as a rookie, and it definitely hits you when you get all the negativities. But I'm trying to use it as energy to prove the guys wrong, that I'm, you know, a different breed, showing what I'm capable of. And yeah, that's really hard. It definitely hits you. But I think I've done quite well with that.
Amazing. Last question to Q1. I mean, what would you say to people who say sim racing is not real racing?
Not true. You definitely have the feeling. Obviously, it's different. But going side by side compared to IRL, it feels pretty much identical. Obviously, you're driving a sim, so you don't have the actual proper feeling of the car and, you know, having the battles. But definitely, the feeling inside you is the same. So, right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, getting into Q2, I mean, first and foremost, that was probably one of the most rapid Q1s we've had.
I think that's a pure purple.
Henny actually is very, very, like, a stickler. Like, he'll only give greens to people, but that is one of the first purples I've seen.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Getting into Q2 then, like, tell us a little bit about you growing up. Was this something you already envisioned for yourself when you were growing up, or kind of did you kind of fall into esports?
Kind of fall into it, obviously, when COVID hit back in February 2020. Definitely was the key moment to change my racing. Back then, I was karting back at my home place in Oldenzaal, driving rental cars. But definitely when COVID hit, I had to do something else. I wanted to race still. And then I got into sim racing and doing it for 3 years now and still enjoying it as much as I did back then.
That's awesome. And did you always kind of envision joining a team like Haas, or when you were coming in, was there another kind of F1 esports driver that you were like, I want to kind of emulate their career, or I want to be like them?
I think in my first season, I just wanted to get a seat somewhere. You know, I want to prove who I am, obviously, on the big stage. Doesn't really matter to me what team I'm going to be driving for, as long as the team respects me and, you know, we can work together quite well, we can do great things.
Yeah, and you know, you're still young and you have a lot more left in your career, but for, you know, the upcoming drivers on the sims, what is that one recommendation that you give them, whether it's to, you know, it's the same tech or how many hours you have to put in? What's that one thing that you would recommend for them?
So definitely practicing as many days as possible in a row, definitely just keeping the rhythm. You don't want to lose the rhythm, otherwise it takes ages to get back into it. Especially F1 esports standards, you need to be within, you know, the maximized lap time possible. And one advice to the older people out there, try and be, you know, creative with what you do. Don't rush it. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep on practicing.
Yeah. And how many hours do you even put on the sim right now?
F1 esports standards, sometimes 18 hours a day. Yes.
Say that again?
18 hours, yes.
18 hours.
Yeah, sometimes on race days, you wake up at 6 and you play the game until 12 midnight. That's how it works.
And wow. Does that take a toll on you physically, mentally? Yeah.
It hits you definitely, especially mentally. Yeah. After the races, especially after Abu Dhabi, the rough race, you're absolutely drained. You just want to do something else. You want to have a good drink with my family.
Yeah.
And just have a good moment. But yeah, it definitely hits you mentally, physically also a little bit, but not as much, obviously, because mentally is really, really tough.
Right. And is there any other position you think you would excel in if you weren't sim racing?
Maybe an engineer. Yeah. I've been looking into it quite well, but I don't think I'm gonna be an engineer in the coming few years. But, yeah, if it's gonna happen, then most likely engineer. But my passion is just driving.
Right, and you are 17, correct? Right. I mean, so are you considering college? Are you considering, you know, going and pursuing an academic career, or are you planning to kind of focus on your sim career for now?
So what actually happened is I was actually studying still during the esports season, but I had to stop because of my mental health. I couldn't really take it, because you have to do 12-hour shifts, and with 40 hours of school in a week, it's just not going to work. And also having, you know, homework takes 3 hours a day, and then you have only like 3 hours left to drive, which is not enough. So I had to quit school. Obviously, when I'm, you know, done with racing, maybe I'll get back to school.
Yep.
But that's not the plan. I'm trying to do my best in sim racing and actually trying to make a career into the actual racing world. If it's feeder series, if it's DTM, whatever can happen, trying to do that.
Brilliant. Last question in Q2. I mean, I remember last year, I remember watching the Bahrain esports race, and I think there was a point where Barry, you know, there was a questionable, I guess, overtake that happened, right? Yeah, Barry might have pushed Yarno off, and the comments were flooded with, you know, people just coming after Barry. You know, how do you deal with negativity on social media? How do you deal with those people that might be like, that was an illegal move, that shouldn't have happened, blah, blah, blah?
So we're actually representing an actual F1 team, so we need to be careful what we're posting on Twitter, on Instagram, or whatever. So we need to be careful with that. Obviously, you might get a bit heated, so you might post some, you know, controversy stuff. But we're trying to stay as calm as possible. Everyone knows that, and we know we are professionals. Even though it's sim racing, we are professionals, and we actually represent an actual team. So yeah, we're really cautious with that.
Wow. I think that's another purple.
Another purple?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
Provisional poll here. Yeah. Provisional poll, potentially.
Oh, my God.
Make it number five. Yeah. But I love this. This is fantastic, Thomas. We're getting into Q3 now, the rapid fire round. Now, I've sent over these questions beforehand, but I don't think you probably remember each one.
Probably a few, but not everyone.
Yeah. So we're going to go through this again, try to keep your answers rapid, full of fire here. So you have to choose one track to race on forever. Which one would it be?
Zandvoort.
All right. Thomas, I'm about to show you a picture of you and Imola when you took second to the audience that, or to the audio listeners. That's okay. The photo. Not coming up. Give me a second. It doesn't want me to show it.
Look good.
All right. Here it is.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
I was actually really surprised I got that P2 back then. But having, you know, my first podium, I think Imola actually, I finished P4, I'm not too sure, but definitely getting my first really good result is it hits you and you're over the moon, obviously.
Nathan, which track would you remove in esports, or like the F1 esports series?
Because of last year, probably Mexico, because of Freddy. But in general, I don't have any tracks that I would like to remove, but if I had to, probably Mexico.
Do you have your phone with you?
Yes, I do. All it's right. Actually, I think it's on the left of you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too sure, actually.
We're going to ask you to open your phone and tell us who's the last person you texted.
Do I need to show it?
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Oh, you try. Yeah. You can just say it.
Let me get it up. It's actually my mom telling that the guys are going to be here in 2 minutes.
So, we're actually right now in your house, so that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay, what regulation change in F1 would you institute as a fan? Somebody who's a viewer of the sport, you know, what would you change? Double points in the last race, for example. Like, is there anything else that you might...
I think at the moment, the regulations are quite good.
Yeah.
The racing has been a lot better last year. Maybe a different point system we can try. Maybe having points from the top 15 would be a really good option.
And who would you trust to drive you blindfolded around a track?
Blindfolded? Max Verstappen.
Nice.
Okay. The greatest driver of all time, the greatest esports driver of all time, in your opinion?
IRL is going to be Michael Schumacher. Okay. In esports, you can't deny Jean Otmar.
Yeah. Okay.
If you were F1 driver, what team would you pick?
Red Bull.
Okay. Who would you want as your teammate out of the current F1 grid?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think Fernando Alonso.
Nice.
Mainly because of experience, it can help quite a bit when you're a rookie.
Yeah.
So I think Fernando is a really good option, definitely.
Fantastic.
Who would you not want as a teammate?
That's actually harder than I thought. I think... Ooh, that's actually really tough. Don't really have one. Maybe Esteban Ocon.
Yeah.
Never disliked him, but never really liked him either. But I think if I had to choose, I wouldn't choose anyone, but probably Esteban.
Okay. What about the best F1 driver to stream with? Like, go online on like Twitch.
I never really stream with anyone apart from one guy, which is Duncan Hovland.
Oh, yeah.
He's a death driver for Aston Martin, and you should do some overlobbies with the guy. He's just messing around and having a lot of fun.
That's sick. What's the most over-asked question that you get?
Are you cheating? Yes or no? That's definitely one of the best questions. But,
oh my god!
Nice.
Yeah, that's
the best and worst thing about being a creator / esports driver.
I think the best is definitely the passion you get into it. Driving and making content at the same time is just amazing. But the editing it takes is quite annoying. It can take up 4 or 5 hours to make a few videos, and that's I think pretty much the only thing that I dislike.
funniest Instagram comment that you've ever gotten or moment?
I need to check. I've got quite a few. I need to think about it, actually. Let me get my Instagram up.
Go for it.
I don't think I have anything posted that's quite funny. I need to look in my DMs if there's anything funny. Let me have a look.
Any memorable DMs come in?
Yeah.
Anything you realize?
A lot.
Yeah.
I need to scroll through a lot. It's actually ridiculous. I need to find a good one. There's a lot to choose. Need to choose one. I think it was back in a few weeks ago when I went to Maastricht doing Sim Formula Europe. There was someone waiting for me outside with the fans. But he did a prank on me actually and threw some cake on my face.
Yeah,
that was a prank. But never really. I think he actually DM'd me saying he was gonna meet me, but I knew the guy. So it was a surprise that his friend came to me and threw a cake at me because I did the same back to him a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it pretty much.
Love it. Final two questions here. Share your prediction for the upcoming F1 season. Who do you have winning the Constructors and Drivers Championship?
I think this year in 2023, Red Bull is going to be really strong again. Mm-hmm. I think Max will win it against Lewis Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be another fight between getting either the third title for Max or the eighth for Lewis.
Yep.
It's going to be another historical season, definitely. Constructors, I do think Mercedes will have the edge. Mm-hmm. I think George Russell and Lewis Hamilton are quite, you know, the same level at the moment. They'll probably end up P2 and P3.
Right.
But it's going to be really close, definitely.
All right, last question. You're writing an autobiography on your life. Which one best resonates with you? The daredevil, the dream catcher, the free spirit, or the hardest worker?
Daredevil, definitely. Yes. All about that one, actually.
Well, really appreciate you coming on here, Thomas. We always end off our interviews with a simple question. How do you want to be remembered? I know you're 17, by the way. So if you don't know the exact answer here, don't worry about it. But, you know, what sort of legacy do you want to leave behind?
I want to be remembered as one of the greatest in F1 esports. That's the goal for next year.
Nice.
We'll see how that goes.
Amazing. Well, we're rooting you on.
Yes, we're going to be.
Thank you very much.
Really love your energy, man. And thanks so much for coming on. We're going to link your socials for sure in the show description, guys. So go and check Thomas out. And if you like this episode, drop us a review. Go and check out the other episodes on tracklimitspod.com. We'll see you guys in the next episode.